There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
And welcome to another What's on Fraser Coast podcast with this lady, Kim Parnell. Kim, hi.
Hi.
Busy weekend, is it not?
It's a huge weekend.
And kick it off on Friday, International Women's Day. It's a big day, International Women's Day. Tell us what it's all about, though, Kim, from a woman's point of view.
So the actual day itself is all about women's equality.
Mm-hmm.
And both the Zonta Club of Hervey Bay and Maryborough are holding events. Both events have, the ticket sales have closed. So if you're going to either enjoy, there are a couple of other little events on, but you'll have to actually go online to have a look for them. But Zonta Club are the ones who always support these events.
Sure, so. And they sell out pretty quickly, don't they? Because, hey, it is a big day. And that's Friday, March the 8th. Remember that one, International Women's Day. Now, and that never-ending quest, I must say, for equality.
That's it. And it continues.
It does continue. Yes. And I would imagine, unfortunately, it will continue for some time. But, you know, slowly
hopefully
she
eventually
goes.
We'll get there.
Oh, God, blimey. Also, Friday, March the 8th through until March 24th, it's a decent season. Inspector Drake and the Black Widow is happening at the Zedpak Theatre. If you love some live theatre, head to Zephyr Street.
Yeah, who doesn't like British comedy? It's a tale of intrigue, disguises and destiny that awaits. So, yeah, as you said, if you love a bit of theatre, which I do, with my little inner thespian, you'll want to see this one. Tickets are available now. Head to all the wzpactheatre.com.au.
So what's it about?
Well, it's about, you know, intrigue and mystery. And
yeah, but what's the story?
Murder.
What's the baseline? Oh, it's a murder mystery, is it?
Yeah, sort of like a murder mystery. So, you know.
But
you
it's could, a comedy
it's
murder
Black
mystery.
Widow, so there's their bodies, spiders, all of that kind of stuff. Ooh. The Black Widows. So, yes, lots of interesting stuff. But if you want to know more,
yes,
hop on their page and you can actually read the whole synopsis on the play.
Zedpactheatre.com.au. I should have gone there 5 minutes ago, shouldn't
yes,
I?
You
really?
Should have,
yes,
really.
My bad. Which moves us on to Saturday, Kim. This is going to be huge. Somersault 2024 is happening at the Seafront Oval in Hervey Bay. And our special guest on the podcast this week is Fraser Coast Tourism and Events Delivery Manager, Chelsea Lana Simpson. Chelsea, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Delivery manager, what, are you in competition with the Uber Eats here? If I want some fish and chips, do I give you a call? You'll deliver? What's going on?
Yeah, in a way, and for fish and chips, I'll deliver an event for you. Uh-huh. So my role is basically I've got a team of three, and we oversee the delivery of a few of our major events. So within our portfolio, we've got Relish Food and Wine Festival, Mary mm-hmm. Poppins Festival, Whale Festival, Flavours, and Food and Groove, and Business and Tourism Awards. They're all sort of things, projects that I oversee.
Wow. That's and look, this has been going on for a number of years now, but these events are renowned throughout the region. People look forward to them, and they come around pretty quickly, don't they?
They certainly do. We're only a few months away, actually, from Relish, which is quite terrifying, to be honest. But we're getting on top of him.
Excellent. Now, look, we're really looking forward to what's happening on the day. And as you just mentioned, this isn't brought to you by Fraser Coast Tourism and Events, but you do need to be a part of it to get the whole thing happening. We've got some big names coming, including Birds of Tokyo. Oh, I love them. That's a great get, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic lineup. I think we've been really good the last 2 years to get some really amazing names that have never been to the Fraser Coast mm-hmm. before. And it's really special. So the way it works is that we get some funding from state government in this instance that has enabled us to work with the promoter to basically sponsor this event mm-hmm. and get it here. So, it's great to bring these names to the region, not only to us as locals get to enjoy it, but also we get people that have never been to the Fraser Coast, they've never heard of Hervey Bay, and they're coming here to see these guys, which is a great boost for our tourism economy.
It's a win-win, isn't it? And for those who aren't aware, Birds of Tokyo are the Cat Empire. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
And I'm a big fan of the Waves too. Love them.
I'm in London still. I'm in love.
Yeah, Betty Taylor and Hollow Cove. So it's a great lineup, is it not? Now, what time do the gates open?
So our gates open at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and then our first band kicks off at 1:30, which is Betty Taylor.
Okay, all right.
How many people are you expecting to attend?
We're expecting somewhere around that 4,500 people to be down at Seafront Oval on Saturday. So it's going to be nice and busy.
Okay. And there are still tickets available.
There certainly are tickets still available through Ticketmaster. You can pick them up. They don't have at this point in time, they don't have a gate sale, so you do need to pre-order.
Ah, gotcha. All right, I'm just looking at the forecast too. It's looking pretty good. Maybe zero, that'd be good, to 3 mils, which is not going to upset too many people, I wouldn't think. Just a sprinkle, maybe, if that.
No, it's going to be a beautiful day. Even with that little sprinkle, it was hot, so it's nice that it's cooled down now, and we'll take a little sprinkle to avoid that burny sun.
All right, Chelsea, you do a great job, and no doubt we're going to catch up with you too as we get closer to those other events that I know you've got a major hand in as well. We'll chat about that, but all the best for the weekend. You'll be going?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Kim was sniffing around for a free ticket too, just quietly. She said, oh, they've got some media passes. Are you in the media, Kim? Oh, yes, you are. All right, fair enough. Hey, Chelsea, a pleasure as always, and all the best for the weekend.
Thank you so much.
And we'll work on that free pass for you, Kim.
Thanks.
All right. Coming up this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, the Maribyrnong Antique Collectible and Record Fair at the Maribyrnong Showgrounds and Equestrian Park. This is always well supported.
Collectors and vendors will fill the Maribyrnong Showgrounds with sellers from all over Australia gathering to sell thousands of unique antique and vintage collectibles. The fair will open to the public from 9 a.m. to 4 on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 2 on Sunday. Admission is $8. Children under 14 years are free. For more information on upcoming fairs, you can go to all the W's, aussiefairs.com.
Okay, interesting. That's F-A-I-R-S, not F-A-R-E-S. Those records, if you've got a record in good condition, it's worth a blimmin' fortune.
I know. You know, I told you last time, my Ken Dodd record that I've got at home that you played.
I don't think Ken Dodd's worth a fortune, but they're probably giving that one away. Really, if you've got a big album over the years, let's say Dark Side of the Moon or something like that, Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Could be worth a couple $100.
We make some beautiful chip bowls out of melted records.
Well, don't melt that one.
We've got those. Oh, no, not because that one's worth
chip
money.
Chip bowls out of melted records.
Yes, my husband got onto that one.
So did he really? Wow, there you go.
Nice talking point.
Okay, yeah. Saturday also, it's the Fraser Coast Bonsai Group annual show, St Mary's Parish Hall in Maribyrnong. So the bonsai, it's an amazing...
I love them. Absolutely love them. I kill them.
It is a tree, isn't it?
It is a tree, but I'm absolutely hopeless at looking after them.
It's about the only tree I could climb, I think, too. I'm not great at climbing
trees.
Well,
you do have long legs, but anyway.
Yeah, I could jump over it. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, trade table on the day.
It is a cash-only event, so there'll be tools, wire, soil and pots.
Everything to make a bonsai tree is what you're saying. Because you can't do it overnight, can you?
No. Well, you wouldn't think so.
No, bonsai raffle. So you can win one.
Well, maybe.
Okay, adults.
Or maybe the stuff to make one.
Okay, adults $3. Children under 12 are absolutely free. That's the Fraser Coast Bonsai Group annual show, St Mary's Parish Hall in Maribyrnong this coming Saturday. Also on Saturday, Beyond Reality, Jaden Boone's comedy hypnosis show at the Hervey Bay Boat Club. We've had a few hypnotists through the region lately.
Yes, I think it must be the season. So it's an 18-plus ticketed event. Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8. So you can tap into the world of mystery as Jaden Boone takes the stage and transports you on a journey through the power of suggestion. But that's not all. You have the chance to be a part of the show itself. I like this line. Choose to see the show. Or be the show. For tickets, go to all the W's, jadenbooneevents.com.
Okay, that's just a reminder too, coming up on Saturday at the Hervey Bay Boat Club. Saturday also, Kim, this is right
more
up your
wrestling.
Alley. I know. Do you go to Somersault, Kim, or do you don the gear and get out there and do what you do best, and that is wrestle? You're a good wrestler.
Well, I actually like both. Yes, I actually
both. So. Hubby's told me you get him in a half Nelson sometimes, and he's got to tap out.
Well, does he? Well, there we go. Okay, that's left lots of the imagination. Not.
Where's this happening?
So it's actually happening at the Brolga Theatre and Convention Centre, and the show's called No Escape. Yeet Stevens defends his Wide Bay Pro Championship against Ruffio in a No Escape match. Tim Hayden, Adam Brooks, Big Boy Renegade, Mitch Ryder, Rip Riley, Culture, and Maryborough's own Chuck Slater, who we've had on this show, will be in the building. So if wrestling is your thing, you'll want a ticket. The event begins at 6 p.m. Are you saying time out for me?
No, no. Get into it.
To purchase tickets, head to Wide Bay Pro Wrestling's Facebook page. Ready to rumble.
Yes, jumping off the turnbuckle there and stick the elbow into someone's throat. It's all good fun.
I think you secretly really enjoy it.
Until somebody gets hurt.
Yes,
and that would be me if I got into the ring, Kim, no doubt. Saturday too, it's the Glenwood Community Picnics at the Glenwood Community Hall. Now, is there more than one picnic here?
Yeah, so this is one picnic, but there are a cluster of picnics happening.
A cluster? Is that the collective noun for picnics? A cluster of picnics?
I'm just saying a cluster of picnics.
That's a good word.
A cluster of picnics. They'll be happening across our region and are aimed at fostering unity and resilience in our neighbourhoods. The event runs from 1 p.m. through till 4 and is free to enter. It will feature food stalls, artisan workshops and live entertainment. The picnics are jointly funded by the Australian and Queensland governments under the disaster recovery funding arrangements, whichever they are.
Okay. All right then. Good old Glenwood. Great little town there.
It is, yes. A lot of people don't even know a lot of little towns that make up the Fraser Coast.
Yeah.
But Glenwood's split between the Fraser Coast and the Gympie region, and it actually has a population. These statistics were a couple of years ago of 3,000 people.
All right, there you have it. And that just about brings us to the end of the podcast. We'd like to thank you, good listener, for tuning in. We'd like to thank Chelsea Lana Simpson too for making herself available ahead of what will be a great show, hopefully this coming Saturday at the Seafront Oval. Kim, you got the magazine out, What's on Fraser Coast?
Yes, so the March edition is out now at all the usual places.
And you can go to whatsonfrasercoast.com.au to learn more, or maybe you need to let us know about an event you have coming up that you would like us to ramble on about, basically.
And I look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a great weekend. We're going to get you that free ticket.
I'll talk to my people. You talk to yours.
I've got no people. See ya. Bye.
Go on. Get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.